I'm not even that pressed, bro. I got Heat culture behind me, so I'll see y'all next year.
If them niggas not going home,
sitting in 9-2.
Niggas going to the crib as well.
Across the country, ninth place as well.
Jimmy Butler averaging like 15 points since he quote unquote turned it on.
Better than a zero dark 30. But not. Nah, we'll get
started. 18's more than 50.
Bro,
leave me with something, man. You can't even get a triple double, man. Fucking wrong.
Bitch ass nigga can't even stab Pat right.
Fuck off my screen, nigga. Hey, let that nigga outscore my AD. I'm leaving with something.
You gotta outscore everybody.
Y'all niggas talking about Sabonis. Let's talk about De'Aaron Fox Braun matchup.
I wanted an Oscar worthy, like, nominated angry rant for the last of the season, but Rome was laughing. I kid you not, Rome was hysterical the entire fourth quarter on stream. So I couldn't even be mad.
He's coping. We're not fooling.
I mean, no, he's coping. I know that.
That's all you gotta do is laugh.
But I wanted to come up here angry. I wanted to be angry. Like I wanted to be a generational rant. I wanted to go viral like the last time of the season because I'm calling it quits after tonight. And I couldn't because this dude next to me just stopped laughing. I can't even be mad no more, bro.
Bro, this nigga, AD, you gotta save the ball. It's the phone. It's just fucking random.
Destruction.
Like a free safety, bro. Like,
I'm just keeping it real, bro. I hate doing the ref shit, but the refs, Sabonis obviously has strength over AD, but the refs, especially tonight, made it so much, bro. They was letting that nigga do anything to AD.
Bro, I think this nigga had one foul.
Nigga bullied the nigga around, bro. Those are all fouls. He's literally just pushing the nigga down. Like, what are we
nigga
doing?
Nigga talking about natural offensive move. Nigga, that's a fucking elbow.
Bro, elbow to the nigga. What are they doing, bro? Yeah, okay. They really let the nigga just beat his ass all night.
Oh, he had four fouls somehow, actually. I'm wrong. Bro,
yeah, nine.
Hey, listen, AD outscored that nigga. He better looking than that nigga, bro. He got more money than that nigga.
Is he better looking? After the night,
promotion, bro. Man, nah, it was funny because I looked at I checked the box score of the Hawks game and I seen this nigga have 40. It was just crazy,
bro. Nigga, I posted that and niggas in my comments talking about it's the Trailblazers.
Oh, same,
bro. Y'all will post D'Lo stats against the Grizzlies,
the Pistons, the Spurs.
Stop it against the Pistons, bro. That was gassing it. Stop. Don't do this.
LeBron and AD combined for 40 tonight, bro. I don't want to hear it tonight.
Sounds pretty good.
This is crazy, bro. We had nothing to say last week. I don't even know how the fuck we're up here hosting a space. I don't even know what's going to happen. Like, I'm embarrassed to be up here, bro. Like, still providing content as a fan of the Los Angeles Lakers. I've been done in previous years. 21, 22 was a horrible year. 23 was up and down year, but 24, wow, like it's just back to square one. I don't even know how I'm gonna do this, but appreciate you guys joining. I'm so numb right now. That's how I feel after Rome just like non-stop laughing for 12 minutes straight in a quarter. You know the score, you know the team, you know the competition, you know the stakes, and yes, this is the clown show yet again. Just no urgency whatsoever, and quite literally the worst game by all three of our best players magically happened to come at the worst time. At the worst time, we shitted on this team last Wednesday for blowing it at home. Another prime opportunity after you came up big against the Bucks and beat Minnesota to come. We were gassing this team up again for this night. And what do they do again? Absolutely fucking destroy our hopes and obliterate any fucking hope we have of this team being a serious team. 107-120 is your final. That isn't anything you read from this box score. If you did not watch the game, you are lying to yourself, bro. This was a god-awful game from start to fucking finish, dude. The bench, per usual, just completely terrible. Austin, 13-point quarter. Rui, 20 points, good buckets in 36 minutes. And I don't even know where to start, bro. But I'll start anyways, bro. LeBron James, 40 minutes tonight. Said he was sick, shoot around. No fucking rhythm. All fucking night. Taking threes off his shot entirely, bro. The passes were horrible. 5 turnovers tonight, a minus 10. Still almost finished with a triple-double. Carried a lot of it in the fourth in garbage time. Just, again, the issue I've had since last season, it bit us in the ass again today. When you wait too long to be aggressive, this is what happens. But he has the best IQ in the league, so we're not allowed to question that. But he should have been aggressive from the first quarter, especially knowing the urgency of this game, and he didn't fucking do it. And that's why Austin had a 13-point quarter, and LeBron had 16 shot attempts tonight. And as our best player any given night, 16 shot attempts is not enough. I'm going to keep the same energy because I get shit on for not keeping the same energy. 16 shot attempts is not enough for you in 40 fucking minutes. That's not going to cut it. You had an awful game tonight. 18 points, 13 rebounds, 9 assists, a minus 10. Completely awful. We needed more from you, and we needed more from you earlier on in the ball game. And it was just completely unacceptable. If you were sick, if the ankle was happening, should have sat out and put the pressure on the other guys to win like we did against Milwaukee. Just an unacceptable game when we know what you've had the entire season, when we rely on you night in and night out to perform. Like, we needed you tonight and you didn't come up, and that's going to be that. LeBron doesn't need a career evaluation. I kept it as objective as possible. And that's actually the lightest I'm going to go, because these two next guys, absolutely fucking insane. D'Angelo fucking Russell. I'm going to pull up the article right fucking now, dude, because, oh my God, we were going to talk about that today. Oh my God. Public humiliation. These are what D'Angelo Russell, our starting point guard, has said after I personally gassed him up this morning after the article. You're talking about people come to see LeBron James and Anthony Davis, but I'm stealing the show. Are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, I'm a dumbass, emotional-ass fan, bro. I've been a fan for more than half my life. Like, holy fucking shit. That's my point guard, dude. Go take the fucking torch. Absolutely. All you, bro. I'm going to put fucking clown makeup on my face after this space, because this fucking fool, 8 hours after that article, I'm stealing the show from LeBron James and Anthony Davis, did absolutely no fucking favors to himself. 6 fucking points. 1 point in the first fucking half. 33 minutes. 2 rebounds. 2 of 9 shooting. Where the fuck were you, bro? Where the fuck were you, bro? Did you forget you're inconsistent as fuck? I just... You get me in trouble. You get Rome in trouble for riding through the fucking highs and lows of how you play, because we're just reacting to how you fucking play on a game-to-game basis. And you got stans who do the same fucking roller coaster shit and won't say nothing because they're your defenders. And you come out with a performance like this in a must-win fucking game, bro. And have the audacity to do so when 12 hours prior, you have the audacity to call out the coach and put your name in the file. I wasn't treated fairly. Oh, Dennis over me type shit. All that can be fucking true. All that can be fucking true. I'm not saying what he said. I'm not getting into the article at all. But the optics, bro, for you to come out 6 points after puffing out your chest and agreeing with the fan base and getting the fan base to have your back, because we all reached a common enemy. Oh, shit. D'Angelo Russell hates our coach too? Sign me the fuck up. Because that's what everyone was thinking this morning. Doing victory laps for D'Angelo Russell, that's a guy I want to get behind. You put up 6 fucking points. 6 fucking points against De'Aaron Fox and the Sacramento Kings, a team that can't guard. To a fan base that wants to root for you, but then you put up shit like this, and then we get in trouble because it's one game and you're turning your back on D'Lo. Holy shit. And then, oh, by the way, DeJounte Murray dropped 40 points. But he's not a needle mover. My fault. Because 16-year-old virgins told me that he's not. And the assets weren't worth it while we sit in 9th fucking place. And believe in D'Lo because he scored 44 against Milwaukee and had the game winner. The optics are just fucking horrible, bro. Are you kidding me right now? It doesn't make any sense, because this is the issue. This is why people wanted you traded. This is why I wanted you traded. But this is why I have your back, because you put up nights like this against Milwaukee, and you're just so off and on. We say every fucking night, I said it last week, nobody can figure you the fuck out because shit like this happens. I dare anybody to put this loss on Darvin Ham tonight. Anybody. I swear to God.
A piece of it.
From the top down, bro, nobody fucking showed up, bro. And if you try to put the spotlight on Darvin Ham, I cannot talk ball with you, bro. Like, legit. 6 fucking points in 33 minutes, and you have the audacity to go to Dave McMiniman and cry on ESPN about how you've been treated.
Okay, oh my God.
I don't know who the fuck is talking. Welcome to the den. That's not what we do here.
What? What's that? What's that? Yo, okay. Oh, yeah. This game versus the last.
I don't know what is going on right now.
Is my mic working?
Yeah, your mic is working. I thought mine was working too. But I heard it.
Yeah,
yeah, mine working.
Yeah. Why did a Mexican nigga come up?
This is the shit that happens. And everyone's going to think we're turning on the guys. No, bro. You dropped an article, puffing your chest out, rightfully so. And for you to come out with 6 fucking points and give people who genuinely hate you more fucking ammo this season. We cannot keep doing this. Oh my fucking God. I say it every fucking space. It is so fun to root for D'Angelo Russell. But then shit like this is just inexcusable. Especially on nights when the guys you were rumored to be traded for are balling out. It's the same fucking cycle. And guess what? My mention is going to be flooded again when he drops 30 points and 9 assists against Steph Curry on Saturday. And it's the same fucking cycle. It's the same fucking cycle. Because that's how bipolar this team is. And last but not least, bro. Anthony fucking Davis. Anthony Marshawn Davis. Again, if you box score watch the score, like the game tonight, you would have no fucking idea how bad he was. You shrug it off and shoot around. Oh, I don't really think about it. I'm more about the team. Okay, good answer. Don't feed into any of that. But for the exact same ass whooping to occur 7 days after the first ass whooping was beyond me, bro. Absolutely, like, I was in absolute fucking shock. The same thing fucking happened again. I'm watching you hold the ball for 10 seconds. I'm watching Sabonis get offensive rebounds over you. I don't care what kind of players give you problems. Nurkic, Zubac, Sabonis. I don't care any of these guys. Nobody was talking. I repeat this. Nobody was saying Anthony Davis needs a center next to him when he was averaging 28 points and 13 rebounds. And people are talking about defensive player of the year for the first 3-4 months of the season. Nobody was mentioning that. Not a soul was. So I don't want to hear any bail like, oh, he struggles against these types of guys just because it's a mental thing. Go look at the first 3 games of the season against Nurkic, Sabonis, and Zubac, and go look at those numbers. Where do those numbers come from? It's a mental thing with Anthony Davis. And from the start to the end of the game, bro, I did not see a desire. That's what hurts the most as a fan. I didn't see the desire. I don't care what strategic defensive game plan Mike Brown has set up to tell Sabonis. Yeah, Sabonis was extremely physical. There is a game plan how to slow down Anthony Davis. But I've seen Anthony Davis in crucial games, regular season games, work his way through all of that and completely dominate his matchup. Sabonis finishes with 17 points, 19 rebounds, 5 offensive, 14 defensive, 3 stocks, 10 assists in 38 minutes. It's just inexcusable at a certain point. And no, we're not doing a career evaluation, but this is very disappointing, bro. Like, you were our MVP the whole fucking season, singing your praises, all this type of shit. And for you to shut down like you've been recently, after an amazing, again, the same D-Lo situation. You had a historical game last game. But nobody gassed that shit up way too much because we knew what was coming in to Wednesday night. And you didn't show up again and had the same type of effort you did 7 days ago against the same matchup. This team finds new and new ways to disappoint us all. There was no shot I thought we were going anywhere past the second round, like during this stretch. I don't even know where you think this team is going after tonight. Like, I don't even know what the quotes are, or what they're going to say. I'm so numb to it all. There's no direction. We were arguing up here with the guys, like, the identity and where this team's going, our best record of the season. But this is why the lows they take, the valleys they take against competition that matters. It's unpredictable, just like the whole fucking season's been bipolar. So I don't even know how to feel. I'm just like numb to it. And again, overreacting. Shub, you're overreacting. All this type of shit. Bro, watch against Golden State Saturday. How this team bounces back. The team's going to look better. Everyone's going to be laughing at us. Oh, you see how they gave up on the team? And now they bounce back. Bro, do you not realize we've been doing the same shit every other game now for 4 months? When are we going to wake up? So I just recognize the cycle. I don't even know where to go, bro. De'Aaron Fox wins the game off 21 points. Harrison Barnes had 7 threes tonight. Completely laughable. Keegan Murray, 19 points and 11 rebounds. Harrison Barnes, their leading scorer, with 23 points. An effortless win. Just no vindiction to win. Austin with the great 28 points. Only him and Rui cared about playing tonight, which is ironic as fuck. So I don't even – you could call it overreact. I'm just – I have no feelings, bro. Like, I can't even say no more words. Disappointed, sad, whatever it is. I've been done with this team. I don't even know where to go with this team. But so I don't even know. James, it's on you, bro.
Hold on, bro. The more I read this D-Lo quote, the funnier this shit gets, dog. Niggas came to see Bron and AD, but I'm just here to steal the show. It's like, nigga, you did more talking to Dave McMahon than the fucking Kings tonight. Like, that nigga was complete dog shit. I didn't see the role player Bandits, who be on the fucking TL, always fucking gawking these role players, had absolutely nothing to say about this nigga tonight. And I understand, because we're going to hold our stars accountable to start, but y'all let this nigga skate the past two games versus Kings. This nigga has been complete dog shit, not doing nothing. And then if Bron set out next game and he goes the fuck off, we're going to try and lie that it's the stars getting in his way, not allowing him to cook. No, I watched the nigga had a ball tonight, and he didn't try to fucking cook. So hold these fucking role players accountable too. Role player. Because he was the nigga that was ass tonight. Shout out Reason Rui. They showed up. Not to the stars, bro. I don't know who the fuck that was tonight wearing 23. Like, niggas on the TL trying to say, well, he was sick pregame, or I'm not trying to hear that bullshit, dog. You weren't sick when you were at the fucking Oscars party. You didn't have a mask on out there. You was just at the party. So I'm not hearing this sick shit, dog. You ain't have an ankle brace on with your fucking church shoes at the fucking Oscars party, laughing it up with Clutch and all these niggas. So this whole ankle excuse or sick excuse, I'm not hearing that bullshit, dog. The nigga was just ass tonight. I promise you I can say that, bro. It's not going to change anything. First three quarters doing nothing but shot chucking jumpers or not being aggressive at all. And then you wait till the fourth quarter to start trying to get downhill? I'm not understanding what the fuck you're doing. This All Lives Matter offense where you think it's okay to just go stand in a corner for stretches watching Reese and D'Lo try to run the offense. That shit works when these niggas playing well. When these niggas ask, go get the fucking basketball and get aggressive, dog. Over-deferring to these guards has been a sentiment that we've expressed in the spaces for numerous times, dog. And I saw it tonight. You brought up the 16 shots. Yeah, he had 10 assists or however many assists he had. And he wasn't even on ball for majority of the game. So that was my main issue with him, is the lack of aggressiveness for three quarters. Then fourth quarter, you tried to get aggressive when we tried to get the game back. But it wasn't enough, bro. You weren't good tonight. The jumper was fucking gone. And I didn't even bring up defensively. My nigga, how many threes does Harrison Barnes have to make before you fully close out to him? It's like you'd see Barnes come off the screen and you'd stop short on a closeout like he's a bad shooter or something. My nigga, run the nigga off the three-point line. This nigga was stopping short on his closeouts. Dog, the nigga made 7 threes tonight. So I don't know what the fuck Bron was doing tonight. The turnovers, he had 5 of them. Just awful all around. He didn't show up tonight at all. Anthony Davis. Shub saying, well, the box score fooled some people. Brother, the box score was ass, too. Nigga ain't dropped 20. That nigga was, what the fuck he was? I think he was 7 for 18 tonight. The box score telling me he ass, too. That nigga didn't do shit tonight either, bro. So, oh my God. I've seen you kill some of the best defenders on this planet. Gobert, bam. These niggas can't do shit with you. But I'm watching Sabonis have you in jail. We was still switching out bars on you, and you still wasn't attacking. Dude was missing every floater, every hook shot tonight, bro. Like, bro, we cut the lead to 9, I think, and AD has an easy floater next to the rim, and he fucking breaks it. And Kings go on to hit 2 straight threes, and there goes the comeback right there. On the boards, bro. In the fourth quarter, it deadass didn't seem like AD could secure a defensive rebound. Trying to keep Sabonis off the glass, bro. This is 2 straight games. This nigga's averaging 19.5 rebounds on you the past 2 games. Oh my God. It's just good news though. We don't play these niggas no more. Hopefully. Cause you can still fuck around and see him in the play-in. But god damn, I don't know what the fuck we did versus Kings all season. First loss versus Kings. I think Fox got hurt. Sabonis fouled out. We got cooked by Monk and Herter. Second game was just nasty shit in LA. Third game, up 19. You niggas blew that shit in 9 minutes in the second quarter. 4 of the nastiest losses I've ever seen in my fucking life to a team that hasn't even been dominating this year. These niggas just almost lost to the fucking Spurs. These niggas lost. Who the team they just lost to? I think it was Rockets? The Rockets just smoked these niggas off the floor. But somehow they see y'all niggas and they just feel like they're the 3-seed from last year again. Just fucking dogging y'all. We was just fucking god awful tonight. Bro, shout out. I just want to shout out Reeves and Rui again. Especially Rui, bro. Like, that nigga's been like ultra consistent offensively, like getting his buckets, playing well. Reeves, I thought he was sensational tonight. Them niggas were the only reason this game was even somewhat semi competitive, because not a soul else showed to this game, dog. I ain't even no point in missing the other niggas. I ain't even know they was on the court tonight, but the shit Bron, AD, and D-Lo pulled tonight, just fucking disgusting. That's why when niggas say, well, we get rest days, dog, that's not always a fucking W. Because it seems like when these niggas have a long break or some shit, they come out the break looking like garbage. That's why I'd rather stay in rhythm, play a lot of games consistently, because when these niggas have long breaks, they'll just look like shit. And what makes it worse is you niggas was just at the fucking Oscars partying. That makes this loss even look even worse, dog. Because how these niggas off of back-to-back and they got more energy than you? So it's just an awful game. These niggas were straight ass tonight. I said it the last time we lost to the Kings, bro. Just prep for the 9th, 10th seed. You're not getting any higher. You're not touching the 7th seed. You're not touching the 8th seed. If they prove me wrong, congratulations. I don't fucking see it. Because now you're 2 games back of the Kings. The Mavs won tonight. You're not catching them. You're not catching the Suns. You're not catching the Pelicans. So enjoy the fucking 9th, 10th seed. Get ready to either have a home game versus the Warriors or a fucking road game. That's the 9th and 10th seed. Lock it in. If they prove me wrong, hey, congratulations. I don't fucking see it.
Bro, the TL is, as expected, going to be fucking disgusting. Dude, we have one dude in our mentions, bro. Bro, Shub, you got to understand that these guys aren't going to show up big every single night. Excuse me for, quite honestly, everyone can agree, the biggest game of the fucking year that I pray my point guard doesn't have 6 points like he did in the Western Conference Finals. And for Anthony Davis not to get bitched by DeMontis Sabonis.
Enough with the bell. Enough.
And
there's no way you got bell for tonight. We didn't play in 2 days.
And for LeBron not to have a 6-point half. These guys aren't going to show up big every fucking night. Oh, but they just show up big every single night the entire fucking season. What the fuck are y'all talking about,
dude? Oh, my
God. You don't know these players. Just the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. It's on Zay.
Yeah, my just because I've now edited like my outlook. I'll start with the game before I start with the outlook. Everything's honestly been said already. Like, this is one of the worst Bron games of the year. I can't remember the last time he played this poorly. It's been a minute. It's probably been like 2 months since he played this poorly. Jump shot's not falling. He's not getting to the rim. He's turning the ball over like crazy. He's not guarding. Like, Barnes, a lot of them Barnes threes was on him. They was on him mixed with the ridiculous scheme of going under every Kings player for some odd reason when they specifically always cook us from three. But going under I don't care what Barnes has shot on the year. I don't even think it's that bad to be going under the nigga. But, like, he's giving niggas 40-point game within this season. I just don't going under him and going under Fox. I know these niggas are the best
shooters. For four quarters, dog.
Yeah, for Keon the entire game. Like, come on. Like, the going under shit this whole game was really dumb. But regardless, Brown was really bad. That's maybe the main reason why we lost the game, honestly, because you know what's going to happen with AD and Sabonis at this point. Like, I don't even – the AD shit, I just put that to the side. LeBron's the reason we lost this game because he's getting smoked by Sabonis at this point. If we play the Kings, Sabonis is going to outplay AD. Like, it's just what's going to happen going forward. So you needed, like, a guaranteed 30-ish from Bron. If he's not going to guard, you need 30 at least, especially when you have an off night from Monk only had 8 points, bro. Fox only had 21. Like, you get off nights from these niggas, but every other Kings player, like, chipped in. They had damn near, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4 players were over 15. Like, that, and they shot well. Our 4 players were over 15 were only essentially the starters. Everybody else didn't even crack 10 points. So, Brown was pretty bad tonight. Of course, D-Lo, like, obviously the coach shit. Just kidding. 2 for 9 from the floor, bro. He made 2 field goals in the game. He played 33 minutes and scored 6 points on the night. 6 points? I really don't have any words for that. Anthony Davis, while if you watch this game, this one more than any of the other games, the quote-unquote bullying that niggas be saying that be happening with him is a bonus. Was heavy tonight. It was to a level where a lot of this shit wasn't even legal. Like, so I guess the refs disrespected it because the nigga's playing physical, but some of the, like, Sabonis is legitimately running over this nigga illegally. Like, AD is in legal guarding position. Sabonis is running over this nigga. Regardless of that, though, the nigga was getting punked too. Like, it's not just, I didn't say that for the whole game. I'm saying it's multiple plays. But the nigga, hold on. Let me fix that real quick.
Who's doing that?
That was Chicago.
Wait, what did you throw bail on? What did you say?
I think he goes kill AD, which I like. I appreciate that. But outside of those couple plays, bro, like, I can't. Sabonis consistently getting 19, 18 rebounds is crazy, bro. Like, they got 17, 19, and 10. Another triple-double on your head. I don't know what to even really do with that. There's nothing left to really say about that, honestly. Even though this game obviously was bad, the big outlook from this game, though, is this is the first game of the year where your 3 best players were pretty equally bad on the night. There's not a team we're going to beat in the NBA where your 3 best players can be bad and you win the game. There's really no team nowadays in the league. No teams are that bad no more. Maybe the Hornets without LaMelo, but no teams are that bad anymore where you could win that way. But I'm not necessarily, like, it hurts and you needed this win, but when is that really going to happen? These are the reasons why you hate to be in the play-in, because shit like this could happen in the play-in where you, in a one game scenario, especially the 9 or 10 play-in. That's why it's so crucial to not be in that, because a game like this could happen. I don't care how much you say AD, Brunt, like, they know the stakes of any game. They can play poorly in any one game sample, just like any other NBA player. It just could happen. So it's very paramount to not be in a situation where one game is the fate of the entire season. But on the season as a whole, just looking at the outlook of the rest of the schedule, I don't think this is a bad loss, but I don't think the season's over. Like, I'm not as doom and gloom as
people. Nah, it's not season over.
Yeah. Like, I don't think the season's over. Listen, you just got to move one spot. I know it's going to be tough. You just got to get to 8 at this point. Just,
but look who's don't at be 8, though. It's the Mavs.
I Dallas, so, and they're 10 over 500.
We're not passing Dallas, bro.
The season's not over, but, like, what y'all are thinking about, what I'm like, where – when is the season over? I think that's the question.
The season will never be over because we've beaten too many good teams.
That's all I'm trying to say.
We're also one of the best clutch teams in the NBA. None of these losses can really move me because they've happened before. Like, they're probably going to continue to happen. We lose a game we're not supposed to lose. They won't ever, quote unquote, it's just not what the team is. I don't know why people at this point are now forcing the team to be a team that locks in and wins 10 games in a row. How many times do they have to show you they're not going to go on a 10, 11, 12 game winning streak. They're going to lose a bad game.
I agree with you, but like it's the optics of like everyone built up this Kings game. It's like which games they decide to lose, bro. Like, because again, it's against the Kings. It's what they do. But
it's the game. It's the games they lose.
They lose the most impactful one in a certain stretch. That is the issue I have. That's why
we've won. We've won big games too. It's just we've won the game, so nobody even remembers. Like those, a lot of Thunder games at the time in the season were big games. It's just we won the game. We ended up blowing the Thunder out a couple times, so people don't even remember the importance people weighed on some of those games that we actually won. I know the Denver one was big too that we lost as well, and the other Kings when we lost.
I just think last week and a half, I just think both of the Kings game had bigger implications more now than any other point in the season, which is why it hurts the most over the course of the season. I think that's true. I think that's
by far, because we had a chance.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because we had a chance to succeed for sure. So that's why it hurts. But they but clearly at this point.
I don't disagree with you.
Yeah. They clearly. It's also tough too because. It's like, damn, could the team in that spot not be this team, how this team is structured, where we struggle against this specific team? It's like, why couldn't they be like the Warriors or something like that, who are lower than us, you know, even though, like, we've beaten Golden State already. Like, the Kings just, they present matchup problems that the way they are in the standings, too, is just so tough. And the way they fall on our schedule as well at the same time, like, these high points in the year where you really need a win, where this could really help us stay out there playing. And of course, we lose. Like, man. I mean, we've lost to the Kings now every which way. And with a good, great LeBron games, average LeBron game, bad LeBron game, average AD game, bad AD game, good D'Lo game. Like, we lost. I don't think D'Lo's played good against him, but still, we've lost to them every single way. I didn't believe in the whole. Some people think the Kings are better than us, like in a playoff scenario. After losing four times in a row, I can't say that we would smoke the Kings in the play. I just can't. Like, they clearly pose some matchup issues that, like, I'm not going to say avoid them because I still think we could beat them, but they're tough. Like, if we have to play the Kings in the playoffs, this is
I just think Kings, this would be a tough series. They provide, like, I don't think you can beat Kings without POA and rebounding help, which is what Vando brings, dog. Like, you're not going to beat these niggas guarding him with Austin Reeves and D'Lo. It's just, you're going to get fucking cooked every time. And you apparently got to help AD on the glass with Sabonis, which is where Vando helped as well. And these other niggas got to help with rebounding. So that's not a bail for them, because I think Braun and Rui got to rebound better as well. But you're not going to beat Fox guarding him with Reeves. Like, I'm sorry. We got fucking cooked by Keontae Ellis tonight.
And it's just like in this game specifically, all these other games, we haven't really guarded well since the All-Star break, or since Rui's been added to the starting lineup. But we've played offense, like we scored the ball well. You not cracking, we barely cracked over 100 points against the Kings defense tonight. Like, that's why you lost the game. Like, they only had 120, and there was some garbage time in this game. So they had less than 120. And on a night where you really need the offense is just not there. Like, you really needed a strong offensive showing tonight. Even though the Kings, I think, shot 52% of the field and 46% of three, but our offense needs to be way, 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 way better. Way better. And it has been since the All-Star break. That's why it's crazy that on this night, the damn Kings.
I'm going to kick it to Rome. I know he's been waiting, but I just want to quickly say that I'm going to shut up, bro. Like, everyone in my phone call. Everyone in my mentions and tonight should be like, bro, it's just one bad game. Like, why are you killing everyone here? Bro, I just tweeted it right now. Bro, you lost that bail when we've been sitting in 9th and 10th place all season. You gave away games at the beginning of the season. Your ass literally got benched earlier this year. And this is the biggest opportunity to jump the standings with a team that's two slots above us. If we lost the Bucks game, we didn't have LeBron and we were going to bounce back. This is the Sacramento Kings. Everyone was loading up for this game and last week's game. You can't have, oh, dude, it's just one bad game. Like, he'll bounce back. Bro, like, these are the crucial games. You lost that when we're not in good contention. You've been inconsistent all year. AD's on a bad stretch right now. There is no it's one bad game bail. Why are we babying these players?
It's literally not one bad game. You just had a bad game against the Kings last time. It's not one bad game. So I don't know what angle
where is that coming from?
Yeah, you just lost to these niggas last week.
It's just one bad game. No, I'm talking about D'Lo too. Like, it's just one bad game. Like, I don't understand how that's in effect just because he had 44 against the Bucks when we are in a win now urgent mode, just like last season. Everyone loves, y'all love, you guys fucking go insane. It's a fucking fetish to talk about. Oh my God, 2023 team. We went all the way to the Western Conference Finals. That was so sick. Bro, do you not understand the urgency that it took? Everyone was talking about these are playoff games, grinded out games, and it took the whole team to do so. And so if you're not at the trajectory, when all your guys are healthy, it's going to fucking sting, especially the way the standings are right now. We have like four more losses than everyone ahead of us, dude. It is imperative that we not lose games. And the only way to do that is to win them. So we can stay above water and wait for other teams to lose these next 15 games. I don't understand that it's one bad game bail anymore. We lost that after we won the IST. You lost that excuse.
I think the inverse of that is we lost games after the All-Star break last year. Like we didn't go.
We lost whatever. We lost six games in like an 8-week span, dude.
Yeah, we've only lost like twice, I think, or three times now. It's not impossible to go the distance. Like when you zoom out, it's not impossible to win a lot more games after this game. This game stings, a bad game if you win.
I do like the schedule going forward a little bit.
That's what I'm saying.
The schedule's easier, but you had the opportunity to jump up the Kings twice. That's what we're trying to say. It's the impact of the game itself, bro. That's what I'm trying to say. The schedule, we can talk about schedule later.
How many is it? How many is it left, James?
How many white centers? I got to look it up, bro.
Yeah.
Anyways, but
how many wings I can shoot threes?
And it's the way they lost it, too, bro. It's not even a bad game. They shot bad or whatever. Bro, that's such bail because we saw the game with our eyes. Nobody was urgent tonight. You can't just box score watch, 2-9, whatever. You weren't urgent or intentional at all to try to win this game. That's what hurts the most. Saying it's one bad game completely absolves the players for their attitude, their body language, and their effort tonight. Because one bad game implies that, they just shot poorly or like they weren't, like it was just an off night. That's
True. I think it could be one bad game. I think so. I for sure think it'd be one bad game.
Zay, that's impossible when you just lost to the same team.
We lost to the same team 7 days ago.
Two bad games. Listen.
We're not doing that.
Hold on.
Stop.
We're in dodge mode of two best teams. That's impossible.
In a 20 game sample, you're not going to win all 20. We had like 20 games left.
But no one's asking to win all 20.
You
bro.
Just said we can't lose no, games. We have to win all games. The only way we win games is we win games.
Of when we choose to have the quote unquote bad games, bro.
We not choosing. That's what I'm saying. Niggas not choosing to do this.
Effort is a choice, bro.
Yes, they are, bro. What are we talking about?
They didn't choose to lose to the Kings right now. Bro, I'm not throwing bail on my soul. They didn't choose to. They don't ever choose to lose games.
You're taking it literally. It's the effort.
There's no effort when this happens against the same player, but AD plays well against other players.
I'm talking about all three.
And it's a matchup. Like, I don't.
Did LeBron show 100% effort tonight, yes or no?
I think LeBron played well. I mean, I think LeBron played poorly in the game.
Did he have 100% effort from start to tip?
I think it's a mix of effort, and he played poorly in the game. He couldn't make a shot.
You could show effort and still be D'Lo.
That's what I'm saying. I think he showed non-effort. He didn't show that much effort against the Timberwolves.
Who shows 100% effort?
LeBron showed effort for 5 minutes against the Timberwolves, and he had 30. And he almost had a triple-double.
All three of those guys, all our big three, did not show up to play point-blank period. Forget the fucking percentage of effort. They did not show up to play.
They were legit ass, but I don't think it's due to effort. If they showed more effort tonight, it would have been better. If Bron showed more effort tonight, I thought he'd still probably be
ass. He's still an ass.
Because the shot was just completely off tonight.
He was ass with 22.
And he was turning the basketball over.
All three of them
could be better. Wait, game four of the Western Conference Finals, do you think we played with effort?
They definitely can.
He had 6 points. They played with effort
in every playoff game.
He could have been more aggressive for sure.
LeBron was 2 for...
That's
not effort. He was 1 for 6. He missed shots.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Sub literally made every right point.
Bro, it's not just effort. If LeBron, a 6 point, but wait, a six point half.
That's an effort.
He missed two layups in the first 2 minutes of the game. If he made both of those, that's a 10 point half. That's a regular half. It's not effort. That's just the basic misses of the game.
No, I'm saying we're all saying he's play ass. Why are you trying to attribute it to effort though?
Yeah,
like,
I'm
attributing all three guys to effort.
He could have gave more effort.
All three guys to effort. They all could have
intensity. The intensity and urgency. Niggas never say this. Whenever a nigga plays bad, nigga don't ever say, well, at least he cared. Because the nigga played, it's always the nigga was ass. A nigga don't never say that. That's why I don't do that shit.
What?
I don't do that
thought AD was aggressive tonight. But if all three of your best players
is ass,
LeBron, 2 of 6 in the first half, bro. You
the nigga like, missed shots. I don't know how that's not counting.
Hold on. It's about the six shot attempts. It's about six shot attempts.
Does he have to take 10 shots in every game?
Yes, we do, because we do the same thing with AD.
Y'all said this!
Absolutely!
Hold on. You think AD lacked effort tonight?
Absolutely.
And which areas 1,000%. Of the game? Can I ask you which areas of the game?
Defensively, against Sabonis, in the rebounding battle as well, and offensively. Offensively, when he was looking for his shot, he was passing it. He was waiting for the double team to corral him. And the reason he got bailed off that is because Rui made open jumpers off the pass. But I'm saying,
yeah, but they were doubling the shit out of him.
Can you explain the defense point? Where was the lack of effort defensively? I thought Sabonis was just moving this nigga.
Sabonis is literally going through the nigga's chest.
He just couldn't guard
the rebound.
I didn't see Sabonis outworking him like up and down the court, like just beating him. Like, nah, he
Sabonis
just.
Sabonis had 3 offensive rebounds.
He outplayed the nigga
in the first half.
Yeah, he outplayed him. I don't know if that's.
And part of that is due to effort.
It's not just effort, bro. The dude is a great fucking rebounder.
It is effort, bro.
That's like, losing.
Bro,
that's like
Sabonis losing rebounds is not better than Anthony Davis.
He's not.
So
if
Anthony Davis tries his hardest and puts all of his effort and energy into a game plan to be playing DeMontis Sabonis, I promise you he will outplay DeMontis Sabonis, just like how he has.
So you think he's lacked? So you think he hasn't put in all out effort in like 5 to 6 straight matches versus Sabonis? I just think the niggas outplaying him, bro.
That's why it's crazy. We think he just doesn't care to play against Sabonis.
Now you're twisting my words. Now you were twisting my words.
Better. I don't think effort is why he missed a bunch of hook shots and floaters.
Now we're stretching. I said LeBron, AD, and D'Angelo Russell tonight. I don't think all three of them played with 100% effort and urgency, and that's just simple as that.
There's no such thing as 100% effort. I'm sorry. Not a soul gets that on the court, bro. Who's playing 100% effort? That's not a true sentiment.
Let me say this. LeBron having 6 shot attempts, equating him having 6 shot attempts and a half to Anthony Davis when he's holding, he has the ball. He had the ball for most.
AD took 10 shots at the half.
We played through Anthony Davis. I'm not equating.
Yeah, Reeves had 20 in the first
half. But everyone can say LeBron was passive in the first half. We all said it at halftime. LeBron's going to turn up in the second half. We all said the same fucking thing.
He just missed a gang of shots. He shot like
There's
10 times in the second half.
Okay, but I'm saying there's a level of passiveness when you got 2 niggas like Reeves and Rui cooking, along with AD, who took 10 shot attempts in the first half, and LeBron still got 6 shots up. Yes, we all want him to be more aggressive, but other niggas are also cooking as well. That's a dilemma. You can be over a passive, like when these niggas are not cooking like D'Lo, but I don't think the first half was just due to a lack of effort, him not trying. Like, I just thought he wasn't Austin aggressive because other niggas were cooking.
Austin Reeves had 9 points in the second half. Rui had 3 points in the second half. So that means Rui Hachimura had 1 field goal attempt in the second half. Austin had 7.
Yeah, because the stars started shooting more.
Exactly. But it was already too late. That's what I'm trying to say.
But I'm saying I agree. I agree with all y'all sentiments about how these niggas were ass. I'm just seeing how that's being linked to effort offensively.
But there's more layers to being ass. I felt like more effort could have been impaired from the start of the game. If there was I didn't see what the game plan was tonight, bro. That's my point. We all see the hierarchy. We talk about the hierarchy. We argued about the identity of this team and how it's just the hierarchy, right? LeBron and AD gonna take the reins. D'Lo's coming on strong, and they're gonna chip in where they can. I didn't see that tonight.
I mean, but
get AD the ball in the post.
The hierarchy gets thrown off when Reeves drops 13 of your first points. I mean, like,
I just don't understand.
Okay, Reeves, you dropped 13. Go take a back seat to D'Lo.
Excuse me if I wanted LeBron to drop 30 on Harrison Barnes, but I guess that's too much.
I didn't say that.
Well, you want him to drop 30 every night.
I don't. No, I fucking don't. What are we talking about, bro? It's Harrison fucking Barnes. LeBron been cooking him for fucking a decade, bro.
And the nigga has a point. That is the point. That is the point. That's the point. A nigga saying niggas can have a bad game. That's the point.
His defensive effort guarding Barnes.
No, because you're thinking that me saying LeBron needed more effort needed to result in him scoring 30 tonight. That is simply not true. I just felt
you said you want the nigga to score 30.
No, I didn't. I said it's Harrison Barnes. This dude could have 30 whenever he fucking wanted to. The importance of tonight's game.
If he can have 30 whenever he wants to, why does he not average 30? Because it's a fucking game of bat. Niggas will play well.
Bro, he talking about when he played Harrison Barnes for the last 15 years.
He didn't score 30 last time we played it. Or I think he did, but the time before that he didn't have 30 when we played
it. And some of this y'all taking literal.
It's on Rome. It's on Rome. It's on Rome.
Not because it's crazy, but it's not the effort shit is crazy. It's I don't know why niggas just can't play bad.
He
like,
just
niggas,
plays every garbage. His effort defensively should have been better.
I completely disagree.
No, I'm just confused about your effort on offense. If you're saying, oh my God, Bron was awful defensively giving effort on trying to close out the bars, I agree there. I'm just lost on your effort point offensively. I don't understand that take. AD took 20 shots. Reeves and Rui were shooting in the first half. I don't understand your effort point. Do you want him to shot chuck more in the second half?
We talked.
I don't know.
In the first half,
I just thought he was trying to turn up and he was garbage.
We talked last point. Like we literally talked about LeBron. Like LeBron's fourth quarter against the Clippers, right? Like we that was an amazing performance. We all went crazy over that. But again, it goes back to the point about LeBron being more aggressive with the shot when the team needs his offense initially. Nobody said a thing because we were down four, but the offense was atrocious. If you recognize AD's getting dominated, you have to, in the second quarter or third, we talk about this with LeBron year in and year out. You have to pick your shots and learn to be aggressive earlier. The team needs your offense because we don't know when these other guys are going to stall out and die out. And when Austin's three-pointer isn't giving, D'Lo's three-pointer obviously wasn't there tonight. And we don't know when Rui's going to stop hitting shots.
But so the point you're
creating actions. That's what I'm trying to say. Look, but so you, yes, look, I wanted more aggression.
Look, you just
I
highlighted
from LeBron through his aggression.
Hold on, you just highlighted how other guys' offense wasn't working. Did you mention how Bron's wasn't working either? Like bro. His shit was off too. Plus, bro, you're attributing
two of six.
You're attributing of six offense for LeBron. You're doing James. It again, bro. You're attributing offensive aggressiveness to just shot attempts. You can be aggressive
but
offensively.
But wait, y'all do that general. Every time. Oh, you're not my God. I'm trying to keep quiet,
you're not
bro.
Listening.
Can you can't ever compare the shit to AD because you're going to get him cooked. You can't ever compare to AD.
We'll get back to this.
If you're going
to
get him cooked more than he gets point. Cooked Stop. Before him.
If you're being point. Aggressive offensively and generating assists, that's still being aggressive, my nigga. That's not AD's role in the offense. Please use your brain. I was talking about him generating offense as a scorer and playmaker. You're talking about that's what we do with AD. AD is not generating assists. We fucking
but you didn't say
AD.
That, James.
Fucking
you just
AD
said it's not equated to shot attempts.
You, because
you said
let me
that
finish
only.
My sentence when I was getting to
the Oh, head. You see how I feel now, nigga. That's what you do all the time.
No, you're retarded.
Oh, God. You stay
you
doing
you're
that.
Retarded. AD, me bringing up AD
no,
shot attempts.
Why would I say that?
Me bringing up AD shot attempts is because the nigga is not retarded. Getting nine assists. What are you talking about? So, yes, since you're not, your role on the team is not to be a playmaker, it's you go shoot the ball more, nigga.
Wait, so if AD goes to be two-way, then why do we not give him the graceful way he do on defense?
We got
him.
I mean, who the fuck is
Because Sabonis had triple double.
No, no, fuck tonight. I'm using your logic. That's stand on your logic, bro.
Yeah, it's all wrong.
Yeah, it's all wrong. I'm saying my logic is saying you can be aggressive offensively, but as a scorer and playmaker. It's not just your shot attempts. But that doesn't go to work for AD because his role on the team is not to be a playmaker. That's Bron and D'Lo. I don't know what you're not understanding.
But
no, this
was,
is to throw a bell on Bron.
I get it, bro. I get it.
Bron was an ass playmaker, though, today. He was not good.
Was he?
Yes, he was turning over the ball.
It's on Rome. It's on Rome. It's on Rome.
He had 9 assists. I don't know if he's an ass
playmaker.
Doesn't
mean, if you turn over the ball, it doesn't mean you're an ass playmaker. I don't know why you keep saying it.
Exactly. That's a horrible logic.
It's on Rome. Rome, go ahead, bro. I'm way too long.
Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, I think he's done. I'm just making sure I think he's done. I'm not going to lie, bro. I don't even know what y'all niggas want me to say at this point. Like, that's how, like, this team sucks, bro. Like, we're so, you niggas just spent 30 minutes arguing about effort, bro. Like, this team sucks. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, what the fuck? It doesn't matter why these niggas were ass. They were ass. And we didn't, and we needed these niggas to not be ass. Like, fuck the effort talks, man. Like, even if it was about effort, like, these niggas are unserious. They don't fucking show up. We see this shit so many times, bro. Whether it's effort, whether it's missed shots, whatever the fuck the reason is, bro. We've seen these things. Bro, these niggas can't win 3 games in a row. Like, what the fuck? This team, bro. Like, it's just funny, bro. It's just funny to me. Like, I say this, bro. Shout out to Rui Hachimura and Austin Reeves. Because I don't have anything good to say about anyone else. Literally no one else. So shout out to them. I thought Austin set the tone. I mean, Rui, you know, did his thing, whatever, bro. Yeah, bro. This shit with D'Lo, bro. Like, I don't know, bro. Like, I almost feel like I can't even say shit about these players anymore, bro. It's always some type of, like, pushback. It's always, like, I don't even know, bro.
Yeah, D'Lo, 6 points, bro. I mean, this nigga did his best Western Conference Finals impression, I guess, today. It's just weird, man, when these niggas are ass. It's always the same excuse. It's like, oh, it's just one bad game, bro. And it's like, do y'all understand how many times y'all said this? Like, do y'all understand how many times we do this and play this fucking game? Like it's the team is just showing you who they are, man. Like, are they this bad? Like LeBron, AD, D'Lo being absolutely awful, getting outplayed by Keon Ellis and Keegan and fucking Chris Duarte? No, but like, I mean, it's just this is always going to be an inconsistent team, no matter what. I just feel dumb for like thinking this team was actually a title contender. That I think for me, that's kind of where I'm like, what the fuck was wrong with me? How did I not see these red flags like going into the year, going into the course of the season? Like, I think that's the hardest part for me. Spencer Dinwiddie in his last fucking six games, that nigga is 5 for 18. Like, in 6 games. 6 games, that nigga is 5 for 18. He has not scored a point in 2 games. Sorry, 3 games. Didn't score today. No one talked about it. Our bench had 13 points today, bro. 13.
Which one's the glass breaking emoji? The sound.
13. It's the nigga that's doing like the oops.
Mouth covered.
Like, over his mouth. 13 points today, bro. From our bench. Like, dog. Spencer fucking Dinwiddie, 0 points. Max Christie in 9 minutes, 2 points. Torian Prince, 7 points. Jackson Hayes, 4 points. Y'all know how many times our bench has not cracked 20 points, bro? It happens so often. It happens literally. Actually, honestly, it happens like every game. Like, it literally happens like every game, even in the wins. Like, I get it, bro. We're depleted. But Vando's not changing that. I'm sorry. He's just not. Vando is not changing our bench scoring. Being absolutely bottom of the league every fucking night. Bro, Malik Monk had 8 points tonight. 3 for 10, 26 minutes. Absolute dog shit. And we still got fucking outscored by Davion Mitchell, Alex Lynn, Chris Duarte, and fucking Kessler Edwards. Like, that's where I'm just like, bro, this team is so flawed, bro. Like, what the fuck? Dude, De'Aaron Fox and Monk combined for 30 today. Not even 30, bro. 29. You can't win that game? Sabonis didn't crack 20 points. Harrison fucking Barnes, 7-11 from 3, bro. How you, bro, LeBron, you got, bro, really? You let this nigga Harrison fucking Barnes snatch your chain? In a must-win game? Because you had the sniffles? That's the shit that I'm like, what are we doing? What the fuck are we doing? Like, the best part about this game is that there's no one, I can't even, like, usually you lose a game and you're like, oh, we lost because of this nigga, or we lost because of coach, or we lost because of, these niggas were in the fucking, the most competitive part about this game was our 3 best players trying to be the worst player on the court. Seriously, that was the most competitive part of this game, was LeBron, AD, and D'Lo playing fucking musical chairs after who is just the worst tonight. My God. David Miniman, maybe don't post a fucking hit piece 4 hours before tip-off. Maybe. Maybe just don't do that. Like, maybe just don't, like, set this nigga D'Lo up to absolutely shit himself.
Just Dave Ball?
Maybe we shouldn't put out fucking hit pieces as if our season's saved and as if D'Lo has just figured everything out just for this to happen. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. D'Lo, maybe it wasn't a good idea for you while you're on the team, while you're literally an expiring, essentially, to go to Dave McMiniman, basically go to ESPN on a national TV game and have a fucking tell-all like you're Wendy fucking Williams. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. Maybe wait until the season's over and you opted out and you've gone to another team and got your bag to turn into Wendy Williams. Maybe. Maybe we just wait for the fucking tell-all. until the season's over. Not when we're in the thick of a fucking playing race. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. But we are so fucking driven on hating Darvin Ham and hating everything about him and talking about how it's all his fault and everything and all this shit. And it is. But we're so locked into that that we didn't even realize what the fuck just happened in our faces. Like, this team is kind of fucking rotten at the core. Why is that coming out? Please show me the other team that this type of shit comes out for in the middle of the fucking season, 3 hours before a game.
Told y'all David Minima a bitch. I told you.
Please, someone direct me to that. I have not seen that shit all fucking year. And you know what Laker fans did? We started fucking cheerleading. All of us. Why the fuck am I, as a Laker fan, happy that fucking Darvin Ham is getting exposed by his player 3 games, 3 hours before tip-off? Why does that make me happy? That is a problem. That is a fucking issue. And we just choose to ignore it. Because we get attention and engagement and whatever, bro. Like, it's just like, what the fuck? We were 6 games over .500. Best portion of our season. Literally, me, Zay, and Chubb were literally having an argument. Like, are we kind of peaking right now? Like, is this our best portion of the year? And then a fucking hit piece comes out. And these niggas, the trio, just absolutely lay an egg. And I don't even care if they're correlated. I'm not even necessarily saying it is. But God damn. Now that comes out? Now we start talking about that? Now that's the topic of discussion? Really? Like, what the fuck? I can't even, bro, we can't even focus on the game. We can't even talk about the fucking game. We can't talk about Darvin Ham going to a zone when this team shot almost 50% from three today. We can't even talk about that. We can't talk about how Rui Hachimura and Austin Reeves, after going for 40 fucking points almost in a half, combined for like 10 in the second half. We can't even talk about that shit. We can't talk about D'Angelo Russell taking 9 fucking shots in 33 fucking minutes and getting outscored and outplayed by Keon fucking Ellis, dude. And Davion Mitchell. We can't talk about that shit. Because we're so fucking focused worrying about Darvin Ham and when the fuck he's going to get fired and all this dumb shit, bro. It's devolved so far into that it's almost like you're fucking walking on eggshells to say LeBron fucking James was dog shit today and did not show up. And Anthony Davis followed suit as well. We're so fucking fixated on the wrong fucking things. And then here we go. We win a fucking game. And all of a sudden, oh man, we're back. Who's fucking with us in the West? Are y'all really scared of these teams? Really? Are y'all, bro, really? Are we really scared of OKC? Really? Nigga, we can't beat the Kings. And them niggas are in the play-in. The fuck am I worried about the fucking... the top 18 for? Enough. E-fucking enough. Open your fucking eyes. We have been the fucking 9th seed. We have gone on a winning, like, literally, bro. We, since the new year, we are a winning basketball team. We have one of the best records in the NBA into this new year. And we are fucking smack dab in the 9th seed. And if we lose on Saturday, we're the 10th seed. Congratulations. Let's put out a fucking hit piece about our fucking head coach with fucking D'Angelo Russell spearheading it. Let's just do that. That's probably what we should do on fucking March 13th, right before the most important game of the season. Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe that's where our focus should lie. Maybe that's what we should talk about. Maybe that's what we should care about as a fan base. Maybe that's like, bro, we are so fucking devolved from actual on-court process that we are fucking sitting here cheerleading for Dave McMiniman. No disrespect to Dave McMiniman.
All disrespect.
Maybe that wasn't a good idea, Dave.
How was that Dave's fault? The nigga
Devo. Fuck that nigga. Pussy. He You're a bitch.
That's not Dave's fault. That's not Dave's fault.
The fucking article has nothing to do with why we lost today.
Yeah, that's not Dave's fault.
Request a lot better, nigga.
For the fifth time, bro.
He's shady as fuck. I told y'all years ago.
D-Lo saying all that shit, that's the reason. If D-Lo ain't say that, the article's not getting written. It's not Dave's fault.
D-Lo said it months ago. The nigga want to drop it now.
The nigga, those are exclusive quotes in the article from recently that D-Lo said.
Exactly.
That
but those are added. Exclusive, but given to him 2 months ago.
I'll give it to you.
The idea
no,
it's of not the recent article, quotes. The subject of the D-Lo's article was created been, months ago.
With this nigga.
Dying D-Lo been playing good. A month ago. 90%
of the names that in that article a year ago. Literally. It's not even about the fucking article. It's about the fact that we are literally completely losing focus in all of this. And all we care about is the fucking drama behind it. We don't even care about the team. When's the last time y'all niggas have cared about this team? And I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm talking about everybody listening to this shit, bro. Like, when's the last time we actually gave a fuck about this team, bro? All we give a fuck about is if we lose, I wonder if Darvin's gonna be more on the hot seat. If this happens, bro, if this role player plays like shit, if AD gets bitched again by Sabonis, like that's all we fucking talk about, dude. Niggas don't even give a fuck that we've been the ninth seed for fucking 3 months. Oh no, dude. AD's 0-10 against bro, we fucking suck as a team. We suck.
He is 0-10.
Like, it doesn't fucking matter why. God damn. Like, I'm just sick of it, bro. I'm so fucking sick of it, bro. The lack of fucking focus. The players clearly lack of focus. Niggas can't even secure rebounds at this point. I'm watching niggas bobble rebounds out of bounds. What are we doing, first of all? But my God, bro. For us to all fucking, like, it's just so fucked, bro. It's so fucked, bro. It's literally so fucked. It's so fucked. I really don't even have... I don't know what the outlook's going to be, bro. What are we going to do? We play 15 games. We have 15 more games, okay? Our schedule is a fucking cakewalk. We play some very fucking shitty teams. Told y'all niggas last place. We have a three-game stretch where we play the Brooklyn Nets, the Toronto Raptors, and the fucking Wizards. Just bottom feeders. Literal dog shit teams. Do y'all niggas really have faith this team's gonna go on a run?
We'll find a way to lose one of those.
Like, do y'all really, like, I watched this team do the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. And it's funny because we can go on this run, right? We can go on this run. But, bro, we're at the point as a team, and here's why I know we're fucked. Because we actually think as a team, all we have to do is avoid Denver and now Sacramento. What team that you have legitimate faith in winning a fucking NBA championship needs to dodge two different teams in the same fucking conference? Like, think about, I mean, if we don't play Denver, we'll be straight. But, like, now we hopefully don't put the Kings in the play-in. Like, maybe we're just fucked. Like, maybe we're just fucked.
We can play Sacramento. Who's saying we have to dodge Sacramento?
We don't have to dodge Sacramento. Just get Vando to come back.
Yeah, I don't know. And Reddish.
We need Reddish.
Oh, yeah, we got Reddish and Vando.
No, just Vando.
No,
we need Reddish. We need 10 points. No, we need 10 points.
No, just Vando.
We can't win without 10 points per game.
Did Christie score 10? No, ma.
Reddish.
That nigga scored 5 points.
The last 5 games, Christie will give the ball to the other team at least
once. Let me know how many trays Reddish is hitting.
Somehow Max Christie outscores Spencer Dinwiddie. Just think about that.
No,
I
said okay. Dinwiddie was ass.
Hey, James, common enemy. Spencer Dinwiddie.
Crazy. Yeah, that nigga ass. I told you, niggas is my mission.
I've been saying that shit. I'm crazy.
Like, well, I said it too. I just don't know what niggas think is gonna change at this point.
Go ahead, Ron.
Like, I don't know about the proverbial like switch flipping. Like, I don't know. Like, what the fuck more do y'all need to see, dude? We're literally fucking. We have 15 games left, bro. Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck else y'all want to see, bro. Us beat up on bad teams. Like, hopefully.
That's how you get sucked in.
But it's just like, all right, bro, I don't know, bro. I'm not even going to go into the fucking LeBron James and fucking AD shit. I don't even fucking care anymore. Like, fuck it, bro. AD, that nigga, your chain is in Sacramento until further notice, bro. And you just got to go get that shit back. What else am I supposed to say? I've heard every fucking excuse in the book as to why this nigga AD can't get his game off against Sabonis. Literally every fucking excuse in the book. I'm sick of it. Enough. Like, this nigga just don't got it. Versus Sabonis. It is what it is. And that's a pretty damning thing to say, bro. Like, it's just damning, bro. Chicago, you're never chasing Abby, bro. Like, that shit is staying. Triple-double, machine when he sees AD. Nigga turns into Prime Russ as a center. I had this nigga, bro. I don't even want to air my bro out. I got niggas calling Sabonis skilled now because he bitches AD. Skilled, bro? This nigga. Dribble handoff. Right shoulder. Get to the rim.
He's foul.
Come on, man. Like, this, it is what it is, though. Yeah, these niggas just don't got it, bro. They just don't got it. Like, they just don't, bro. I don't really have any more, like, faith in the... Bro, go rip off 5 straight games, because this the record, the team we're about to play, you could probably rip off 5 straight games. But, again, these other teams aren't going to lose in front of you, because they haven't all season. So, I mean, it is what it is. I that's it, bro. I don't have anything else, bro. I really don't. I don't know what else there is to break down about this team.
Month of March, and it's just one bad game. It's so crazy for
the NBA. It literally, I don't get how it can't be. I don't. Yeah,
it's just two bad games.
For certain
these
players,
niggas, if these niggas win,
four bad games.
If these niggas win their next, I don't want to say how many they win next.
No, Zay, you're talking from a team perspective. I'm talking about D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis.
Oh, I'm not talking about D'Lo. I'm talking about D'Angelo Russell and Anthony Davis.
I'm talking about one bad game.
I'm talking about the team. I don't give a fuck about the players.
That's what people.
Three out of four.
And Bronchitis is a homie of ours, but like Bronchitis,
jump in here, boss.
Bro, like, it's not just one bad game when you are in a must-win kind of situation when you dig yourself a hole like this. Like, you cannot have Western Conference Finals average, like, in a must-win game against the Kings after you drop an article that's propping you up. It just doesn't work like that. This is not just one bad game, bro. Like, you chose to go that route. You and your agency, you and your representation felt like you needed to say something to speak up for yourself. Like Rome said, we were all cheerleading for you this morning. Just for you 6 hours later to put up the stinker that you fucking did against a perimeter team that does not fucking guard. 9 shots, 6 assists, chain snaps. Like, it was just awful to watch. And this is what we talk about when the lows are lows. But his fans and defenders are like, 44 against the Bucks, one bad game. No, we needed this fucking game from you, bro. If you were trying to make some noise and actually get some consistency, because championship teams have a level of consistency, and we have not gotten that all fucking season. Even before this game, when we were having our best record, we were 6 games above 500, which hasn't been done in 3 years. That's why it's not just one bad game. And I dare anyone else to come up here and argue against that, please, because I'm willing to listen. It cannot. We're in mid-March. We're in game 70. We cannot be calling it one bad game for these players. I cannot. Yeah, I refuse.
It's the same thing that Romy's saying about these guys. Like, it's the level of bad that your bad game is. If the nigga was just asked, okay, 10 points, you know, awful. My nigga, you got outplayed by Keon Ellis. Like, that's what niggas always say about D'Lo. Your great games be some legendary shit, but when you're just complete ass, you just like,
bro. It hurts our team.
D'Lo should not be scoring under single digits, like ever. I think he's that good enough offensively to be that kind of player. But
and holding him to a standard is a compliment.
6 points, 2 for 9.
Like, holding him to a standard offensively,
it really hurts now because
is a compliment, bro. Like, I just
because off the bench to fill the role, we don't have anybody close. Like, if he just doesn't play well, we're just not gonna get that shit from nowhere.
Like, Reeves had 30, but. Yeah, when you're leaning offensively to your team, you niggas can't afford to have consistent games being ass because our defense is not going to save us.
That's not good.
So your offense got to do it,
And that's what I'll say. Yeah, I wasn't talking about the player. I was talking about from the team perspective. That's what I'm saying. Like, I've just witnessed us do this tipsy-turvy thing every time we lose a bad game. I know it's getting later in the season, so these matter a lot more. But of, like, the shit is cooked. And then in 2 weeks, when we win 7 out of 9, it's like, oh shit, we're back.
So
I think we can beat any team outside of Denver, even losing this game. Absolutely.
That's fine.
We can beat the Kings in the playoffs. I'm telling you. We can beat the Kings in the playoffs. Like, we are belt to ass in every team. It's not Denver in the playoffs. We are belt to ass in every team that's not Denver in the playoffs right now.
He said that with a straight face.
I don't care if we play poorly one night against the Kings, even though it's an important game.
One night? We're 0-4 versus the team, bro. 0-4.
What are you talking about?
Nigga, yeah, we beat the Thunder three times. Did niggas think we're gonna lose to the Thunder?
Fuck the Thunder. Fuck they don't the got Thunder. Sabonis though, bro. That's fuck 80s. The living shit out of the Thunder, because to win the NBA championship, you gotta be better than every fucking team in the association. I don't give a fuck if we're better than
you. Have to be better than every. You have to be better than the team you play.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You have to be better than the team you play.
You don't have to be better than everybody.
You don't have to be better than the team you play.
Name me an NBA champion that was not better.
We don't know if Denver was better than the Clippers.
They don't even matter. My God. It doesn't even matter if you don't have to be better than every team. You're not better than the team that's the best team.
We're literally better than the team.
You have to play them.
You have to play them.
No, we not. Not
I can't. You have to be better than even, bro, even if you don't have to be the best team, even if you don't have to
I can't. I can't wait till niggas had the same tune in a couple weeks when we win LA games. Wait, I can't wait till niggas had the same tune when we win a couple games next week. I'ma clip this. When we win three, four games in a row next week, and niggas come in here and say, hey, bro, we contender. Don't give me that. I'ma tell niggas to stand on their post. Don't tell me that.
I'm telling you right now to your face.
Clip this part too.
Stop doing it. They just did it, bro. We just lost to the Kings a week ago. We win two games in a row, and niggas tell me we back.
Clip this right now. If we win seven of our next eight, which is going to happen.
If we win seven of our next eight, and I'm not going to say we're back.
I'm not going to
say
we're back. Oh, of course, everybody, but I don't give a fuck about everybody. I'm not going to say we're back. Absolutely.
And we're not even going.
Absolutely.
Wait, time out. Let me talk to you back.
If we win seven of our next eight, I'm not going to say we're back.
Hey, hold on real quick.
But we are back if we do that.
No, absolutely.
We literally might be the eight, the seven.
Back to what?
James? I'm calling the ice ball today right now. I'm calling the ice ball today right now.
First round exit.
Clear the area.
Wait, beat back to what though?
James will not say when our season will end. That's the funniest part about all this.
Nigga, don't hear the point.
Dog, I'm not a fucking.
When we're back,
fortune.
Let me talk today.
There's so many money back.
That's nasty. It's ISO. Go ahead.
This nigga, when
hey James, we go
when we win 7-9, bro. We're back. Back doing what?
That's my point. I
back
just
said.
What are we back doing?
What were we back doing when we beat the last two teams after we lost to the Kings? And niggas was like, oh, shit.
What were we back doing?
Mason literally came in here and said, oh, crap, like, we might be scared. He literally said that.
No. Don't twist my words, nigga. I never said that.
That was literally last game. The last game we played,
mid-March.
This nigga's source folding in real time.
I see some people down here. I got a block, by the way.
Oh, I'm just wondering, like, all right, you go 7-9. That puts you 12 games over 500. Put you 12 games over 500, bro. What are we back doing?
That's what I'm trying to say. James,
7-60.
Are you going to answer that question?
And what is a day?
Are we acting like it was 7-9 in our next nine? What is
getting a 60 result?
What is getting a 60 result? What do you niggas want to do with this one?
If we win 7-9, I have one question. I have one fucking question. If we win 7 of our next nine, when does our season end? Answer the fucking question.
Dog, that's not an answerable question. What do you mean when does our season end?
If we win 9 of our next nine, I don't know when our season ends. What are we talking about? What do you mean when does the season end? If we don't lose for the rest of the year, I don't know when our season ends.
Oh, you're fucking disgusting. Wait, hold on. That's terrible.
Wait, hold on. Are you looking to say for us to guarantee?
Because what is the seeding?
No, I'm not guaranteeing shit. I'm not guaranteeing.
What is the seeding? What is it? We don't know what the seeding looks like. That's the most important thing.
But what
for every team,
when our season ends,
it's identifying with eye test what the ceiling of the team is.
Nah, I think that's the basic.
If the identity of the team. Because if you win seven of your last nine, but the makeup of the team, what team are you expecting to show up in the playoffs? That's the question.
But
the goal of the season is to win a championship.
The 7-9.
Do you think we can do that? Yes or no?
What if the team don't go 7-9?
What are you asking us?
I'm asking, what is the goal of the
championship? But I'm saying, why are you asking us?
If we can't win a championship, what the fuck are we talking about?
Shine the space.
Okay, so then we should never have a space. We should punt the season. We should punt the season then. If you don't think that's
it. This is why I wanted an ISO, because I didn't want y'all niggas letting this nigga.
Not because Mason, because Mason's saying we just if we're not gonna win this championship,
stop quoting Mason, bro. For the love of God.
But that's what I'm talking to. I'm not talking to anybody else. I'm talking
to you. Don't talk to Mason. I don't want to talk to Mason. I want to talk to you.
He's an easier fight.
First of all, team is not won three games in a row. So the 7-9 shit, I don't even know how that's gonna happen. First
we
of all,
damn near just went 7-9.
That's crazy.
If we go 7-9, which is. I mean,
you just said the schedule is mid.
I hope we do. Bro, I'm not saying punt the season. It's not possible. We're at the worst. We're the 10 seed. We can't fall out of the play-in. That's not a thing. Like, falling out of plan doesn't exist, bro. Fucking the niggas closest to us are the Rockets. Shingun's season is over. Like, them niggas, we're 5 games ahead of them niggas. So, the falling out of the plan, that's never going to happen. No matter what happens at the end of this season, we are going to be a playing team. Whether or not it's the 10th seed, whether or not it's the 7th seed, that remains to be seen. What I'm asking you is, us going on a run, because, mind you, it's not like these other teams are just going to start losing just because we're winning, because we've been winning. These other teams aren't losing. We don't play these other teams. So it's not even like we can actually, like, make ground on the teams in front of us because they're not playing us. So us beating up on a bunch of bad teams, okay, cool. Our record's going to be better. I don't know if it's going to get us out of this hole that we're in called the play-in. But back, I mean, bro, if we're being fucking honest about the back shit, we haven't been back this season. Bro, last game we won was the best record we've had all year. We've never been
in 3 years. In 3 years, by the way.
We was literally in here arguing with Shub that we could arguably be peaking after we won the Timberwolves.
And that's a fact. Because because we had the best record we've had. But again, the minute you play a legitimately like good fucking team that you cannot beat
and like the Thunder?
That's shown that you cannot beat.
Oh my God.
Until like that in itself.
Now OKC don't matter.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying it doesn't matter. I'm saying, bro, the teams in front of you, you aren't beating them. Like, you're not beating the – bro, the OKC Thunder aren't even playing. Like, the fucking Timberwolves without Cat. The Timberwolves without Cat. Niggas aren't even playing. Like, these teams are teams that you're going to probably run into, bro. We haven't been able to beat the Suns since fucking these niggas have been – whatever you want to call that. I don't even know if it's health because these niggas still aren't really healthy. Haven't been able to beat the Kings. We're, what, 1-3 against the Mavericks? Like, the only team that we're actually, like, legitimately, like, better than is the Warriors. And if they beat us on Saturday, then they're ahead of us.
But listen, this is so my argument.
Even with the Sabonis AD struggles, do we think that AD will average 18 points a game against Sabonis in a playoff series? Bro. And get thoroughly outplayed against him in a playoff setting.
Do you think that the Lakers, who have not beaten,
if it's possible, trade AD
in four tries? Hold on. Do you think this team hasn't beaten this team four times? Literally four times. Like, it's not like we haven't played them. We literally lost them. We're 0-4 versus this team. You're telling me in a play-in setting, fuck the playoffs. I don't know why you keep talking about the playoffs. We are the 9th seed. If the season ended right now and there was no play-in, we wouldn't make the playoffs. So I don't even want to hear about the fucking playoffs. Stop talking about the fucking playoffs, bro.
Everything I talk about the play-in, bro.
You told me if we stay in 9 or 10, we're probably fucked. So
I did.
Let's just talk as if we're the 9 and 10 seed.
Well, it's over. We don't have to talk about it. If we're not 10 seed, it's done.
If the Kings are the fucking play-in team, because right now they're tied with the fucking Suns, so we don't even know if they're going to stay there. They're probably not. Suns are probably going to win more games than the Kings. Kings have a harder schedule. So I'm pretty sure the Suns are going to be over them. If we have to play this team, the Sacramento Kings, you're confident in a one-game setting, winner takes all, in Sacramento, we're going to beat that team in the play-in?
I would like people probably
after having to play another team?
I would like people.
The Warriors or the Mavericks?
People need to notice my words. I said playoffs. When you put the N in there, the whole thing changes. You talk about play in, brother? Absolutely, we're not going
to
playoffs.
How many times have I told you that I'm worried about the fucking getting there? I don't give a fuck about the playoffs. I'm not talking about the playoffs.
Sheriff presented the 7 of 9 theory, though.
I'm talking about if we're in the playoff. The play-in, if we're in the 9 and 10, bro, this is all – I'm with y'all. If I already said it, and James disagreed. If we're in the 9 and 10, we damn near might not make the playoffs. We're not
winning. I disagree with that. We're not winning two game sevens.
My point of being
7 of 8 is the context of, are we contenders and all this shit? Are we back? And the answer – and what I was trying to say to you guys last game when y'all are bringing up that we're peaking at the right moment or whatever, we're playing our best basketball right now, it wasn't like that didn't do anything for me to acknowledge that, because at nights like this, can you show up in urgent situations and can the whole team corral and be urgent with this roster and win the games you're supposed to climb the standings and actually take this season seriously? Because now you go 7 of 8, what's going to happen? It does not matter, because like Rome brought up, you end up in the play-in and anything can fucking happen.
That's what I'm trying to say.
But here's the problem. The argument,
there's such
the
a wild card.
Base, the argument, the argument me, you, and Zay had last base wasn't about if the Lakers are contenders. That was never the argument. The argument was,
yeah, we are.
The argument was, are the Lakers peaking right now? Are they at their best? They've been all season.
No, but we weren't disagreeing about that.
And I still think we're in a better position than we were in December or whatever, whenever, you know, whatever part of that season was. I still think we're in a better position. And the argument that I made was that all the questions that you asked about the Lakers, you could ask about every fucking team up and down the fucking Western Conference.
But the disagreement wasn't about whether the Lakers are, you know, peaking or playing their best basketball or in a better position than they are in December. I said all those things were facts. However, my point and my retort to that, because we weren't necessarily disagreeing, was that it's the wrong time to acknowledge that they're playing their best ball right now, because we haven't shown anything or shown anything to be relevant when we're trailing in the standings by so fucking
much. We have. Here's the thing. Why we're trailing in the standings is not because of recent play. It's because of that stupid 3-10 stretch after the IST. We're just continuing. It's like the 2-10 stretch last year. You're just crawling yourself out of hole to where now even being really good is not good enough. You have to be great or amazing in stretches because we were so bad coming out the IST.
Well, we
were neither
of those tonight. That's why tonight is frustrating. We were not great tonight. We were not good tonight. We were not amazing tonight.
No. But not on tonight. On a grand scale, since we were so bad, we have to win so much now because we were so bad in that stretch. The downslide of the season is going to go to that stretch right there.
It's polarizing when the team, and that's why it's disappointing, I think it's the worst loss of the season, is that when you're not even good, you did not show up to play as a unit tonight in a must-win scenario. That is the disappointment, simple and plain. That is literally, we have to move on. We can talk about this on an off day, us for
damn,
hours.
We even get the speaker.
we got to move on. It's on OMT to speak, and then we're going to go to
keep y'all
speakers.
Take short, niggas. I'm going in.
I ain't cooking long.
Nigga, shut up.
Oh, God, nigga, just... Never mind.
Exactly.
Man, I did my big one today. I go last all the time because niggas call shit gumbo. And y'all niggas just had an ISO, a foursome. What the fuck?
Jesus Christ.
I know. Yes, sir.
All right, we'll move on to Trey just because of that comment.
I'm sorry.
Niggas on like a four-way?
I'm on Jesus, bro. Like, and that's no dick sucking shit, because I've been on this type shit, on this wave of not being too high, not being too low, just being in the middle, because this is exactly where the fuck we've been for the last 3 years. I don't understand. You can be optimistic as much as you want about where we're going to be at the beginning of the season. Shit, mid-season, all-star break, but at the end of the day, this shit been cooked, bro. From the coach, from the front office down, bro, this shit is like, it's rotten to the core, like nigga said, bro. As far as the game go, I'm gonna start with, like nigga said, our three best players, quote unquote.
Wait, OMT, let me throw you alley-oop, bro. Anthony Davis on DeMontis Sabonis. He's a physical player. Just try to match his physicality. Make him try to take a lot of tough shots. Offensively, we try to limit him getting offensive rebound, but he's an all-star, has been an all-star. He's a great player. That's a quote from AD, by the way.
In all fairness, I read that before I even said anything. I'm going to hold off on that.
He literally was an all-star this year.
We going to hold off on that.
Yeah,
hold
you
on.
Took your spot, nigga.
Hold on.
He said Ben.
Like I was saying, bro. I'm gonna start with our three main players, you know, from bottom to top. That sounds so fucked up. From bottom to top.
Every other sentence you say, brother, will keep
from the rooter to the tutor, yes sir.
I'm trying, Chicago. I'm trying. D-Lo, my nigga. You gotta be one of the worst front runners I ever fucking heard of, bro. Like you right up there with Steph Curry now, my nigga. I'm sorry. I thought you was gonna put your foot in your mouth when you said you bust your favorite player ass and all that last week, but you proved us wrong. But then you turn around. It's niggas who De'Aaron Fox fans out here, bro. I wanted to see you bust that nigga ass too. I get he a hard guard and all that. Tough guard, whatever. But 6 points, my nigga, bro. Like, at some point, bro, scoring 10 points should be an easy cash bet for niggas who just offensively should be a threat just on GP.
I get that every day, you know, niggas don't have it all the time, but still, it's like, what the fuck is you out there doing? Bron. Yo, my nigga. Like niggas said, bro, the bail for Bron, I don't have any bail for the nigga. Like niggas say, you just at the Oscars, turning up, you feel me, taking pictures. Niggas was fresh as fuck. Shit, Vando was there too. Shit, that Vando be everywhere with them niggas now. Is he locked in for real? Like, get healthy, nigga.
Got to know it.
He's clutch.
You so locked in, at the Oscars. Nigga.
Okay.
You locked in, nigga.
Any news on Reddish and that ankle? I'm concerned.
Man, please.
Hopefully you hit that bitch up all year.
Anthony Davis.
He can dress like Blade and shit.
Anthony Davis. Chicago, cover your ears. It's been a minute. I got to get this off. Listen. Listen, my nigga. I can't keep doing this, bro. I can't keep walking back, backpedaling and shit, and stepping off from what I truly want to say because I'm trying to be a fair nigga. But you making me look like I can't even be a real nigga with myself no more, bro. And I'm not going to keep allowing that. You let this nigga come take your motherfucking lunch money again. Again. And it's so embarrassing to watch one of my favorite players. One of the players I actually like watching play fucking ball and giving effort. Flop all across the fucking floor, nigga. Like a fucking fish out of water, bro. When he bump into this nigga. That shit's so fucking annoying to watch, bro. And watching this, like, I get the bonuses, whatever the fuck y'all niggas want to call them.
White
Draymond Green. I don't fucking know, bro. Efficient ass. I don't know, bro. Why the fuck are we getting beat by Diet Jokic, bro? I can take the Jokic shit. Pause. I can take that. That's nothing. That's Nathan. Nathaniel. Fuck it. It is what it is. He gonna serve 80 ass on a platter? Fuck it. But I cannot allow Domantas Sabonis, who had a fucking black eye last year, and put his shield and sword down because the Warriors niggas got physical with his ass and he bowed out gracefully. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, Kevin Looney was throwing dirty ass elbows and shit. But if we gotta do that, man, go get Dwight Howard then. Niggas is really crying still, bro. I honest to godly think, bro. I really think it's people out there somewhere in a small town, maybe a big town, in a tiny ass room, maybe a decent sized room, thinking to themselves like, man, I cannot wait till AD go back to power forward. It's not happening. Man, I can't wait till we get a big next to this nigga that's going to start. Offense going to be a black fucking hole. It's not happening, bro. The excuses got to stop. Niggas got to man up, bro. Man up just so we can go to the play-in and fight uphill. That shit is such a sad feat to experience as a fan of this game. We don't even analyze the games no more. I swear to God, I haven't felt like we argue and push so much different shit.
And that's our fault. I agree
and
with you.
I'm so serious right now. Like, on no bullshit. Like, I'm so annoyed that I really have to damn near. I'm about to crash a car watching this fucking game because I'm just so involved in it. I care that much. No money on this shit. Just the feeling of wanting to be good and make it. No make-a-wish-ass shit. And we can't do the bare minimum to get at least 6 seed.